This is the CBS World News Roundup. Unemployment hits a 30-year low.
The economy is still speeding along.
New car crash dummies to test airbags. Do they help or hurt? I'm Dan Ravee.
The love bug is losing its bite.
Probably the more sinister aspects of this particular virus has now been defeated.
Blood pressure, keep a closer eye on the higher number.
We had reversed the order of priority. And now I think we have it straight.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nick Young, CBS News. The economy, with a full head of steam, pushed the jobless rate last month down to 3.9%, a low the Labor Department says the country hasn't seen since 1970. CBS Market Watch Chief Erwin Kellner says today's figure and more government numbers on the way will weigh heavily on how much the Federal Reserve decides to raise interest rates. But he says investors will also play a role.
If the stock market should tumble significantly, the Fed will probably keep its rate hike to a quarter of one percentage point. If the market says, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, look for a half a point rise, if not more.
And how are the markets doing? Both the Dow and the NASDAQ are up just a bit. The Dow ahead a point, the NASDAQ about 21 and a half points. Safety first for the whole family when it comes to airbags. The government is set to unveil new rules. CBS News correspondent Dan Ravive joins us live with that story.
The crash test standards unveiled at this hour reduce the speed of the crashes into a rigid barrier. The cars will go 25 miles an hour instead of 30. The Department of Transportation's Nancy McFadden says that will let the car industry develop airbags with a little less explosive power, bags that won't kill kids.
It was the decision made on what's best for children.
But consumer groups call the lower speed for test crashes a sellout to lobbyists from the auto industry and insurance companies, which joined with the car makers.
The special interests are in full bloom in Bill Clinton's Washington and in his White House.
Joan Claybrook of Public Citizen, the new standards require tests on a family of crash dummies, not only a simulated man, but a small woman and three dummy children. Live in Washington, Dan Ravive, CBS News.
A day after sweeping around the world with astonishing speed, the worst of the love bug computer virus appears to be over. The nasty email originated in Asia. Robert Eatwell, the director of virus protection for Network Associates, says it's a good bet a man in Manila is responsible.
Local internet service providers believe that they've got a fix on a young male of around 23 years of age, but he's just written a clever virus and he's been clever enough to hide himself.
As bad as the damage was, tying up email systems and crashing computers in the U.S., cyber terrorism expert Frank Chalufo says we fared pretty well.
I think in many cases we are the most vulnerable, but we also have the most safeguards in place. And if you look at the love bug, we've been impacted a little less than the rest of the world.
But the experts are cautioning copycat viruses are already making the rounds, one disguised as a joke. Federal health officials are putting out the word to doctors when taking blood pressures, pay more attention to the higher number. Buffalo Heart researcher Dr. Joseph Izzo says the systolic pressure represents a more potent threat to people at risk of heart disease.
When it's working the hardest, maximally contracted, that is the systolic, and therefore, systolic gives you an idea of how much work the heart is doing. The maximum strain on the walls of the blood vessels occurs at the same time.
And this could lead more doctors to prescribe changes in diet and lifestyle. A warning from the maker of the breast cancer drug Herceptin, Genentech, has sent a letter to doctors telling them the drug has been linked to 15 deaths and adverse reactions in dozens of other patients. How strong is the connection? Dr. Debu Tripathi is a breast cancer specialist at the University of California, San Francisco.
At this point, it's too early to know if it's directly caused by Herceptin or if it's because the patients that are being treated generally are sick patients with advanced cancer that can have lung problems.
Herceptin won FDA approval 2 years ago. Prosecutors have begun getting down to the specifics of their case on day three of the trial of two Libyans accused of bombing Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988. CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers is live from the Netherlands with more on the story.
The defense maintains that one or possibly two Palestinian bomb-making groups planted the device, and under cross-examination today, defense lawyers asked a Scottish police official about his knowledge of a Palestinian cell broken by German police just 2 months before Lockerbie. University of Glasgow law professor John Grant says it's the first salvo by the defense.
It's muddying the waters, and it will continue to do so until they get to really crucial issues.
The defense strategy is to blame 10 others who they say are responsible for the bombing. Live at Camp Zeiss, Tom Rivers, CBS News.
Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have converged on a downtown medical office building where a man took his wife and another person hostage about 90 minutes ago. Witnesses say the man is threatening to kill anyone who tries to leave. It's punch and counterpunch as Israel battles guerrillas over the border in Lebanon.
Let's get the latest from CBS News reporter Robert Berger live in Jerusalem.
Israeli jets roared into Lebanon, blasting two power stations, a guerrilla arms depot, and the highway between Beirut and Damascus. The air raid came in response to a Katyusha rocket attack by Muslim Hezbollah guerrillas on the border town of Kiryat Shmona that killed an Israeli soldier and wounded 26 people. It also damaged cars and buildings. The airstrike comes just 2 months before Israel plans to pull out of Lebanon, and tension along the border is running high. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
Protesters evicted yesterday from the Navy's bombing range on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques are vowing to return, but that may be easier said than done. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has more from Vieques.
A military security net is in place to try to prevent demonstrators from keeping their vows to return. The FBI's top official here, James Weber, says there's a barrier of Coast Guard and Navy boats.
We also have utilized sophisticated devices to determine presence of people.
Transplanted Vermonter Burr Vail, who runs a laid-back island hotel, reels at all the talk of Navy bombing exercises and contamination and high cancer rates.
We get phone calls all the time from guests, potential guests, people that booked, and then all of a sudden they saw a news story or something. Say, whoa, wait a second, am I going to get cancer going there?
Throughout Puerto Rico, rallies have been erupting against the Navy, a sign this dispute is not going away soon. Barry Bagnato, CBS News on Vieques, Puerto Rico.
There could be some blurry-eyed hockey fans late for work today after the NHL playoff game last night between the Pittsburgh Penguins and Philadelphia Flyers ended in the wee hours this morning.
Primo cuts the attack, scores! There it is! Keith Primo! The much-maligned center of the Philadelphia Flyers wins this game in the fifth overtime!
ESPN Steve Levy at the end of the third longest game ever played in the NHL.
Well, how deep duty kids and coach, Buffalo Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty.
Say howdy duty to the judge. The Detroit Institute of Arts and attorneys for the family of late puppeteer Rufus Rose will be in court arguing over who has the rights to a copy of Howdy. The museum says Rose intended to donate the puppet. The family says he thought about it, but there's no legal obligation. It's just one of those nasty legal squabbles that Howdy and Buffalo Bob never would have had. So why don't we just sing along, huh, kids? And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 5th, 2000. The broadcast is produced by Steve Bolton. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.